Welcome back then to the Real Madrid podcast, where we round up all of the news, rumour and speculation from the past week, both on and off the field, in a week where frustrations among some of the fans are beginning to grow at the club's lack of any significant signings. And that's where we're going to start, with time running out for any major signings to be made. Once again, as we push into the weekend, Harry Kane's name reappears in the media today. Kane's situation, of course, is very well known, but Perez does believe that this deal does have a chance of being pushed through, albeit a very slim one. It all centres on Gareth Bale, who he believes or jump at the chance of a return to Tottenham, but it would take Gareth Bale plus another $150 million for that deal even to be discussed. Now, it has been said in certain quarters that in the next 7 days or so, we're expected to see some big money transfers at Real Madrid, with Perez, as we said, knowing that frustrations between some of the fans are only likely to grow after that loss, albeit with a somewhat weakened team in a friendly to Manchester United. $200 million had been earmarked as what it would take to secure the signatures of Thibaut Courtois and Eden Hazard. But with the Premier League transfer window closing in under a week's time, time was very much of the essence as Chelsea needed to find replacements. And that is the reason why the Courtois deal is finally now being killed off. He was told late last night that he would be staying at Chelsea for the final year of his contract, which leaves only Eden Hazard and his potential move. This, though, remember, has been going on for months now, with few people believing that this will now be pushed through before the start of the season. Also making news on Friday, emerging from within the dressing room is said to be a feeling of malcontent between some of the players, not because of disparity in money earned, but as a direct result of some enjoying what is considered to be preferential treatment. It all stems from Sergio Ramos being given, for the second season in a row, an extended summer vacation, this season due to the World Cup. However, as he rolled into Miami this week, it hadn't gone entirely unnoticed that Isco, Asensio, Lucas, Nacho, Carvajal, also involved in the World Cup, were back before the tour started. What's been missed, obviously, in this story was the fact that other players like Modric as well were given an extended break, as were many others around Europe. And at 32 years of age, maybe there is a need to protect more with both Ramos and Modric for the fear of burnout. But regardless, even the topic's discussion isn't helping Lopetegui. The one thing, though, is certain: Ramos is going to captain the team this season. Now, it's always been expected that Luka Modric, given the choice, would be staying at Real Madrid. After all, he'd said already on many occasions that he wanted to end his playing career in Madrid. However, Italian media midweek had been reporting that a potential deal was in the making to take him to Inter. They'd been extremely busy in the transfer market this summer, signing the likes of De Vrij, Lautaro Martinez, Nainggolan, Politano and Vrsaljko. And they would like to add a fourth Croatian international. Modric was to join Brozovic, Perisic and Vrsaljko. Plus there was a deal in the making as well at that time for Arturo Vidal. But within 24 hours that followed this story breaking, Modric let it be known yet again to Inter, this time, that he had no intention of going to Milan, but a move to the Premier League and back to Tottenham Hotspur at some point was still being discussed and hadn't been completely disregarded. The last word, though, came from Perez as we ended the week. The only possibility, he said, of Modric leaving as if somebody pays $750 million to take him away. Around the same time, it emerged that Manchester United had offered in the region of $60 million for Kovacic. But Mourinho's frustrations were again visible as Kovacic, although wanting to leave, let it be known that he didn't want to go to Manchester United, as he believed that the current playing style under Mourinho simply was not suited to him. Milan and Manchester City are now in the fray, hopeful of signing him, as we said, for around and about €60 million. Now, after that defeat to Manchester United, Lopetegui's view was the team was very positive, he said, and showed some great personality. The general media consensus of Madrid's first display is that they are in desperate need of a striker, and if they fail to land one of the big names, it could prove to be a highly problematic campaign, despite Lopetegui's diplomacy skills. Lopetegui himself caused a bit of a stir as well when, following that defeat to Manchester United, he removed all of his social media accounts, so you will no longer find him on either Twitter or Instagram. Now, Lopetegui praised him, and Brazilian legend Zico was also highly impressed. Who are we talking about? Well, Vinicius. He made his debut in a Madrid shirt, but Zico also pointed out a few areas that needed improvement. He went on to say he needs to improve his shot a lot. He shoots a great deal with the side of his foot and the front. He does, though, have an extremely high amount of talent. I've no doubt he's a player that can evolve. The more I see him, I just hope that he does not lose his Brazilian roots. What makes him different is what made Neymar different. One-on-one, the ability and the intelligence to get out of a difficult situation. The difficulty, of course, is that with the squad as thin as it is, he may be rushed into action somewhat sooner than he should be, as opposed to being drip-fed into the first-team squad. And it makes it all the more imperative that Madrid sign at least one forward. And whilst it may not be their first choice, the names of Mbappe, Neymar, Cavani, Lewandowski, Kane all look unattainable, really. The top of the list is occupied by Icardi of Inter and Rodrigo Moreno of Valencia. Lopetegui has been discussing Gareth Bale as well throughout the course of the last 36 hours. And if Gareth Bale wanted his chance, he knows now the time for talking is over. He must deliver, Lopetegui said. We're convinced that Bale will have a great year and we expect a lot from him. He added, he is delighted to stay at Madrid. He has a magnificent opportunity to show just how great he really is. On the squad, we are delighted with the squad that we have, and we are convinced that we will challenge on all fronts. On Navas in goal, we are happy to have him. He has been a major player here for several seasons, and we want it to stay that way. Bayern Munich's coach, Niko Kovac, had been quoted on Lewandowski. It's true, he said, that he wants to leave, but we don't want to sell him. He's not going to leave the club this summer. It's a thing that he would like, but it's a thing that we do not want. Very open and honest and frank views, but you do wonder about the decision to keep a player who so obviously wants to go elsewhere. What usually happens in these situations is that nobody really wins. Lewandowski has been an extremely good player for the club, and at 30 years of age, which he is at the end of this month, if he wants to chance his luck somewhere else, then it seems churlish, really, to keep him. And plus, if he has a slow start to the season, then the fans turn on him and it gets all the more ugly. A bit more bad news on the striker hunt. Thomas Tuchel at PSG has said that he's talked with Edinson Cavani and he showed absolutely no interest in leaving Paris. I expect him to stay, he said. The hunt for this elusive number nine goes on. Staying in Munich, and James Rodriguez, who was also over in the USA with Bayern, has been talking frankly about his situation. I know, he said, there are a lot of rumours going around at the moment, but I'm very happy in Munich and I am concentrated on Bayern. I want to win the Champions League with Bayern Munich this season. Keylor Navas has been talking about the up-and-coming campaign, realising that competition for his number one jersey may well be ramped up this season. He was talking in Miami. He said, I've got a couple of more years to go on my contract. I will be directing all of my energies into how I can improve every single day. I still have great enthusiasm to achieve at this club. As genuine as ever, Navas, who, despite everything, has remained as diplomatic as always. And finally today, news on the former coach. Zinedine Zidane is said to be the choice of Manchester United to take over should Jose Mourinho depart. Odds on Mourinho leaving are shortening considerably after this rather fractious few weeks with him airing his dissatisfaction at the lack of arrivals, despite him handing over a list of, he said, five targets. Mourinho, though, did speak in very high regard this week of the current Madrid coach, Lopetegui. He said, "I've known him for 20 years. He's a great guy. He's a great coach, and he will be a success." So there we are. That's a roundup of all of the main things that have been happening over the past 7 days or so. It's not been particularly busy, has it, in the news? Hopefully we will have lots more to report in the upcoming 7 day period. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch, then you can do on Twitter or indeed on Facebook at Tim Cable. Wherever you're watching your football this weekend, have a great weekend, and we will see you again in 7 days' time.